The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ash Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata, Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen.
Daf Sadi Dalid. The Zaf is being studied in the Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tani Hennu, Began Aydin Amen. The Zaf is being studied from Ash Shinema Dina Bat Sarah Edna Refanala Fata Nefesh Fata Gufa Turkur Bada Bobikin Yerosom Omar Amen Laslahat Yaakov Ben Rahel. We are on Sadi Gimal Amud Bet, and we are going to start Mai Shem Olam. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight lines from the bottom. My Shem Olam Eten Lach Asher Lo Yikaret. This was talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was telling the Mishael, Hananiah, Azariah, Daniel. God told them they're going to have Yad Vashem. That's what we learned yesterday. They're going to have a memorial forever. But then it says, Shem Olam Eten Lo. It says in a singular, Eten Lo. So the Gemara wants to know, what happened to everybody else? Amar Abi Tanhum, Darash Bar Kapra Betzipuri, Zeh Sefer Daniel, Shenekra Al Shemo. That's the special item that Daniel himself got, that his Sefer was called on his name. Which Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah don't have a sefer. So therefore, the specific item that was given to Daniel was that he had a sefer, and his sefer was named after him. Comes the Gemara and says, Mehdi, call me Lid Ezra. If you open the book of Ezra, it's one of the books of the Tanakh. Nehemiah bin Hachaliah Amrinu. Most of the things in Sefer Ezra were really said by Nehemiah. So why didn't they call the book Sefer Nehemiah? Why they called Sefer Ezra? Because he took credit for himself. He took credit on certain good deeds that he did. And anybody that takes credit, Borei Olam takes the credit away. Shneimar Zuchra Li Elohai Letoba. Remember my good deeds. So all the good deeds that I did. So as a result, they took it away. Midah keneged midah. He was machshiv himself. So they took away the kavod. David namim emar amar. David also took credit. When he said, Zuchreni Adonai birson ammecha, pogdeni bishu'atecha. Zuchreni Hashem, remember me. The Gemara says here, but the only difference is David Rahameu de Kaba'e. David was just praying. He didn't mention, do good to me for something good that I did. He said, do good to me and bring me salvation. So that's different. Rabbi Yosef Amar, another reason why Nehemiah's book, which is Ezra, was not called after. Mipne shesiper bignutam shel rishonim. He spoke derogatorily about his predecessors. Shneimar v'pachot rishonim asher lefanai, or my predecessors that ruled, hichbidu al ha'am, they were taxing on the nation. Ve'yichru mehem belechem ve'yayin achar kesef shekalim arba'im, they overtaxed the people. The end of the pasuk says ve'gam na'arehem shaltu al ha'am, and their underlings also ruled over the nation. Ve'ani lo asiti ken, I didn't do that. Meirat Elohim, because I had fear of God. So, because he took the rock and told about his predecessors, they got him. Therefore, Daniel, shegadol memenu sipir. Wow, even on Daniel, who was greater than Nehemiah, he also spoke about. Okay. Umenalam de gadol memenu. How do we know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? Tichtiv, veraiti et ani Daniel lebadi tamar'e. Tamar'a. The Anashim Ashirayu Aimi Lora Uetam Mar'ah. אבל חרדה גדולה נפלה עליהם ויברחו, ויברחו בהיחבה. There was a vision. So Daniel saw it, but the people that were with Daniel didn't see it. Who was the people that were with him? ואנשים אשרי אומר לא ראו את המראה. ומן נינו, who are they? אנשים. אמר רבי רבי יתימה רבי חיים הרבה, חגי זכריה מלאכי. So you see that what? That even Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi that were prophets, Daniel saw what they didn't see. Because Sheken, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah that were not prophets, certainly Daniel must have been greater than them. Look at the Rashi. Last Rashi on the page there. Maininu, Shayu Amo Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Bekevan Shehem lo ra'u, Vehu ra'a, Alma Gadol Mehem Hava. ומדשכחן דניאל הווה חשיב תופים מחגי זכר מלאכי דבו נביא שמע מינה דגדול הווה מנחמיה בן חכליה. We see he was greater than נחמיה. That's the point. He was greater than נחמיה. Why? דלו הווה נביא. נחמיה was not a נביא. ואפילו אחי סיפר עליו. And still, נחמיה spoke about דניאל. דלו אבקה מכלל גנות הראשונים, which was included in the derogatory things he had to say about his predecessors. So therefore, since he spoke about דניאל, which was greater than him, so therefore he got punished that the book was not named after him. Now the Gemara says, אינו עדיפה מיני ואיו עדיף מיניו. Now we're just comparing חגי זכריה מלאכי to דניאל. In one sense, Inhu, they were greater than Daniel. And in one sense, Ihu, Adif Minayu. In one sense, he was greater than them. How? Inhu Adif Mine. Haggai Zechariah and Malachi were greater than Daniel. The Inhu Nebi'e, they were prophets. Haggai Zechariah was a prophet. The Ihu loved the Navi. Daniel wasn't a prophet. The Ihu Adif Minayu. But in one sense, he was greater than them. The Ihu Chazah. Because that vision that talks about over there, he saw it. Ve'inu lo hazu, they didn't see it. So the Gemara says, Ve'chi me'achar de lo hazu my ta'ma ibrut. But it says they got scared. Why did they get scared? That if they didn't see the vision, why did they get scared? Afagav de'inu lo hazu mide, even though they didn't see anything, mazalayu haze, the mazal saw it. Which means, sometimes a person can have like a feeling that something bad is going on. That means the mazal sensed it. Amar Avinah Shma'amina Hayman de Mav'it Afalgav di'i ulo hazeh mazaleh hazeh. Here we learn a lesson that sometimes a person is scared, he doesn't know what he's scared of, he didn't see anything. Could be his mazal saw it and therefore it's causing him to be scared. Maitakante, so what do you do to alleviate the fear? לנשוף מדוכתי ארבעה גרמידה. Jump from the spot where you have the fear, four steps. Jump four steps away to alleviate the fear. זה סגולות now. אינמה נקרא קריאת שמע. הוא עביד קריאת שמע. ואי כאה במקום התנופת, you can't read קריאת שמע, it's a dirty place, there's garbage over there where you can't read קריאת שמע. למה אחרי? Say the following סגולה. איזה דבית טבחה שמנה מיני. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me. As if you're telling the Satan, what are you picking on me for? Go to the slaughterhouse. The goats in the slaughterhouse are fatter than me. Go over there. Leave me alone. Okay, Gemara continues with a pasuk over here. This pasuk was talking about the prophecy that Yeshaya had to Hezekiah HaMelech, that is going to be saved from the soldiers of Sanhedrin. We know Sanhedrin put a siege around Yerushalayim with all the soldiers, and he got saved. So the pasuk says, look at the word here. This is the key. Lemarbe hamisra ulshalom en ketz. Now, if you really look at the way it's spelled, you're not going to see it in the Gemara. Yeah, exactly. You're going to see that the word lemarbe, the mem is actually a mem sofit over there in the middle of the word. Which you don't usually have that. Usually a mem sofit is a sofit. It's one of the exceptions where the mem sofit is right in the middle of the word, or the second letter. Lemarbe hamisra ulshalom and kitz. Marbe hamisra, you can have great rulership. Amar bitanchum darash bar kapara bitzipuri mepne ma kol mem shebe em sarteva patuach. Veze satum. normally you have Mem Patua. And this is Mem Satum. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asot Hezkiah Mashiach V'Sanhirid Gog U'Magog. Supposed to be Hezkiah Melech was supposed to be the Mashiach. And Sanhirid was supposed to be Gog U'Magog. That was it. That was supposed to be the end of time. What happened? Amram Midat Tadid Atai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dibbaro Shel Olam Uma David Melech Yisrael She'amar Kamma Shirov Tishpot Defanecha. David HaMelech sang so many songs and praises in front of you. Lo asito Mashiach. And you didn't make him the Mashiach. Hezkiah, she'asita l'kol ha'nisim halalu. Hezkiah, two major miracles that happened in his life. Number one, the downfall of the army of Sanhedrin. And the refuah. He was supposed to die, and God gave him life. Lo ama ve'lo ama l'fanecha shira l'fanecha. He didn't say a song in front of you. Ta'aseu Mashiach. You're going to make him a Mashiach. That was the Midat Adin that said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make him a Mashiach. He didn't sing. He didn't praise you. Ulekach nistatem. So that's why in the word Lemarbe became a Mim Satum, as if to say there was supposed to be a Geula, it was supposed to be Patuach, and then nistatem, it got closed. Which means there was a change of heart, nistatem, it became sealed, and the Mashiach did not come through him. Miyad patcha aris ve'amra lefanav. Now the Gemara says, the earth opened up its mouth, so to speak. The angel, kind of air that's in charge of the earth. Says, Ribbono shel Olam, ani omeret tefenech hashira tachat tzaddik zeh va'aseh Mashiach. The land wanted Mashiach to come so much. The land said, you know what? We'll sing the song. We'll praise you. And then you make Hezkiah Mashiach. The song that he didn't sing, we'll sing. Patcha ve'amra, so the earth opened its mouth and started to sing Shira Lefanav Shira Emar Mekenaf Ha'ares, from the corners of the earth, Zemirot Shama'nu. We heard Zemirot. Tzvi Lassadik. Tzvi Lassadik, in order to I guess bring the Tzadik, who is the Tzvi, which is Mashiach. Now the end of the Pasuk says, which I'm just going to tell you, Va'omar Razili Razili Oili. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Amar Sar HaOlam, so the Malach came along and said, Lefanecha, Lefanav. Ribbono shel Olam, Tzviyono Aseh Letzaddik Zeh. Which means, is it your will to make the Tzaddik over here the Mashiach? So it says, it's Abbat Kol V'Amar, Razili, Razili. You don't know my secrets. Raz is a secret. You don't know what's going on. That's it. I decided not to make him the Mashiach. You cannot understand my razim, my secrets, my hashbonot, my secrets. And then the pasuk says, "Amar Navi." When Yeshaya heard this whole situation, the pasuk continues. He said, "Oy li, oy li ad matai." Until when are we going to have to wait for the Mashiach to come? "Oy li," he said, "woe to me." And the end of the pasuk says, "Bogedim bagadu." They rebelled against me. That's the pasuk, which means the amazing pasuk. The Mashiach is not going to come until bogedim bagadu ubeged bogedim bagadu. What does that mean? But that's the sign. When you see this happen, you know Mashiach is coming. Amar Rabba v'etima Rabbi Yitzchak adatu bazuzeh ubazuzeh debazuzeh, which means until Bar Minan. There's going to be a situation where Klal Yisrael is going to be stripped from their money. Once the money of Klal Yisrael becomes stripped, and then it's going to happen a second time. It's going to be two consecutive situations where Klal Yisrael is going to be pillaged from their money. So then already you know the Mashiach is coming. Bezozeh, Bezozeh, the Bezozeh. Right? The Swiss accounts. Comes the Gemara and continues. Masa Duma Elai Kore Mesir Shomer Mamilaila Shomer Mamilel. It's Pasuk in Yeshaya. Masa Duma, the words of Duma. Elai Kore Mesir, I'm calling from Seir. Shomer Mamilaila Shomer Mamilel. What does this Pasuk mean? Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Oto Malach Hamemuneh Al Haruchot, the angel that's in charge of the ruchot, that's the spirits, the neshamot of man, Duma Shemu. So this is Masa Duma. The Malach that's called Duma, he's talking to the situation over here. He's talking to Esav and Edom. The Pasuk says, Elai Korem Misair. He's calling in the Anyan of Seir, of Edom. Binyan Galut Edom. All the spirits came in front of Duma. Amru lo shomer ma milayla, shomer ma milel, which means, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Shomer? God is the Shomer of Israel. What is he saying about the Layla? What is he saying about the Galut? Shomer ma milayla, the Shomer of Israel ma milayla. What is he saying about the Layla? What is he saying about the Galut? What's going to be? When is going to be Kitzah Geula? What is going to be the redemption? So he says, Amar Shomer. So the answer was, you know what the Shomer says? Ata Boker Vegam Laila. Im Teba'ayun Be'ayu Shuvu Etayu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ata Boker Vegam Laila. The Geula, which is compared to the Boker, it's going to happen. But before that, it's going to be Laila. Before the Boker, it's going to be darkness. The Galut is going to last for a long time. However, im tebayun, if you want it, be'ayu, pray for it. Ask for the hamim, and at the end of the word, the pasuk says, etayu. Then it will come, the Geulah will come. If you pray for it, you make the teshuvah, and you ask for it, the Geulah will come. Tana, mishum rav papayas, genayu lehaskiya besi'aito, שלא אמרו שירה עד שפתחה הארץ ואמרה שירה שנאמר מכנף הארץ זמירות שאמרנו סביל הצדיק כיוצא בדבר אתה אומר ויומר יתרו ברוך השם אשר הסיל אתכם תנא משום רבי פפייס גנאיו למשה וששיב רבו שלא אמרו ברוך עד שבא יתרו ואמר ברוך השם just like it was a גנאי that Hezekiah, miracles were made to him and he didn't praise God b'shira. Similarly, was a genai to Moshe and Klai Yisrael, that with all the miracles that took place in Yisya'at Mitzrayim, the only one that came to praise Borei Olam b'shem Hashem was Yitro. He said, Baruch Hashem Asher Etzil Etchem. Yitro had a special praise that nobody else had. That was considered a genai. Even though we know b'nei Yisrael said Shirat Hayam at Kiryat Yamsuf, but they did not say the word Baruch. The word Baruch was not there. That's the key word that they're giving Yitro credit for. Now we say something about Yitro. Vayihad Yitro. When Yitro heard about Yisya'at Mitzrayim, he says Vayihad. What does the word Vayihad mean? So what I say is Mahloket. Rav Ushmuel. Rav Amar Shi'avir Hedef Hadda al Besaro. Vayihad is Hadda. Sharp. He took a sharp instrument and he put it on his flesh. Which means he took Brit Milah. He converted. V'yichad. Ushmuel Amar, Na'asa Hiddudim, Hiddudim, Kol Besaro. He got goose pimples. His whole body got filled with Hiddudim, Hiddudim. Why? Because he heard about, Yisya'at Mitzrayim, but he heard about all the Egyptians that died. When he heard about all the Egyptians that died, it scared him. Because why? Yitro was really originally not Jewish. So he still had a feeling for all the Egyptians. So the Gemara learned something from this. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Hainu de Amre Inche. That's what the people say. Giyura, a convert. Ad Asara Dare. 10 generations. Lo tebaze aramai kame. Don't disparage a goy in front of him. Because he takes it personally still. Even though he's Jewish now. Because he still has the, you know, the goy sympathy that he has. Okay, now we go back to the prophet Yeshaya. What he had to say about Sanhariv. Lachin yeshalach ha'adon Hashem Sevaot b'mishmanav razon. So it says that mishmanav literally means the healthy ones, the bidiim, shamin. Okay, and razim. Razim means they're going to lose their power. This was the prophecy that God was telling Hezekiah that the Mishmanim, the ones that are fat and strong, which is Sanhedrin and his armies, are going to become razon. They're going to become lean. They're going to lose their power. But Gemara is Doresh. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yavo Hezekiah Shemona Shemot ביפרם מסנחריב שיש לו שמונה שמות. Let Hezkiah, who has eight names, come along and take revenge against Sanhariv, who also has eight names. Okay? The word Mishmanav, Melashon Shmona. Let the eights come against each other. Gemara says, Hezkiah, Dichtiv, Hedron Hezkiah had eight names, Dichtiv. Ki yelid yulad lanu, ben nitan lanu. We had a baby, we had a boy. Vatiya misra'at shechmo, and the responsibility, the leadership was on his shoulder. Vayikra shemo, Pele, Yoetz, El, Gibor, Abi, Ad, Tsar, Shalom. Okay, all the names over here. You want to here? You forgot the main name. Vayikra Hezkiah, or Hezkiah. So strangely enough, the Gemara says that really wasn't his name. The Gemara says Shehezekoya. That was more like a nickname. Hezkiah, God gave him strength. Hezekoya, when he came against the armies of Sanhariv. So they nicknamed him Hezkiah. But his real names were like the eight names that says in the Pasuk over there. Davara Hezkiah, Shehezek et Israel Abihim Sheva Shamayim. He was Mehazek La Israel. In his time, there was a Torah and learning. So it was Mehazek La Israel. Sanhariv, how do you know Sanhariv had eight names? Dechtiv Be. Number one, Tiglat Pil Eser, Piln Eser, Shalman Eser, Pul, Sargon, Asnapar Rabba, Veyakira. Asnapar is one, and Rabba is one, and Yakira is one. So that's three, the last three. Vayika Sanhariv, the main name. What about Sanhariv? That's a nickname. What it says, Shisihato Riv. His conversation is Riv. It's just, he's argumentative. He's a guy just fighting. Sanhariv. Sihato Riv. Davar Acher, Shisach V'Niher Devarim Kelape Ma'la. Oh. Sach, he was Meharif. He was blasphemed God. Okay? So it's like a notrikun. Sach, Hariv, San Hariv. Ben Niher. Niher is he cursed. Devarim kelape ma'la. Something to Hashem. Amar Yohanan, but ma zakha oto rasha liknoto Asnapar Rabba v'Yakira. That's a big compliment. Asnapar Rabba v'Yakira is like the great, precious, valuable, great king. Why did Sanhariv get the zechut and he got that name? Asnapar Rabbi Yakira. So Gemara says, "Hagadol v'nechmad, mepnei shelo siper b'gdutah shel Eretz Yisrael." Bad as he was, he didn't speak derogatorily about Eretz Yisrael. Shne'emar adbu'i v'lakati etchem el Eretz ke'arsechem. Sanhariv exiled everybody from their lands and put them in different lands. So when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he told them, I'm going to exile you from your land, and I'm going to bring you to a land that's like your land. Normally, what was he saying to everybody else? I'm going to take you to a land that's better. But out of respect to Eretz Yisrael, he realized there's no land that's better than Eretz Yisrael. So he said, I'll take you to a land, ke'artzechem. So because he gave kavod to Eretz Yisrael, they called him Asnapar Rabba v'Yakira. Gemara says, was he a smart king or was he not such a smart king? It's machloket. Rav Ushmoel, had amar melech bekeyahava. Had amar melech tepeshaya. The man amar melech bekeyahaya. I amina liu adifa meraiku amnu kamishakart. Uman amar melech tepeshaya. Imken, my rebute. Exactly. Which means, if he's a melech bekeach, we understand why he said, I'll take you to a land that's similar to your land. Because if he would have told you better, they would have said, there's nothing better, so you're lying. So he was a bekeach. So he knew to say what he said. But some say he's a melech tepesh. You tell him, I'm going to move you to a land that's similar to your land, why should we want to go? What's our incentive? You only want to move, it's going to be an upgrade. It's not going to be an upgrade, why should we move? So he's a melech tepesh for saying that. So look at it, I don't look at it. Lecha agle lehu. Now Sanhariv, we know he exiled the 10 tribes, which means before the miracle that happened with Hezkiah and all that, he did conquer part of Eretz Yisrael, and he exiled the 10 tribes. Where did he exile the 10 tribes to? Gemara says, Morzutra Amar Le'Afriki, Africa. V'Rabbi Hanina Amar Le'Hareslug, to the Slug Mountains, somewhere between Turkey and Iran. Okay, comes Gemara and says, Aval Yisrael Spiru Bignuta Shel Eretz Yisrael. But the Jewish people, they spoke derogatorily about the land of Israel. Kimatu Shosh. When they got exiled, they exiled to a place called Shosh. Why was it called Shosh? Amre Shavya Ki Arain. It's like a Nutrikun. This land is comparable to our land. So it's like Shavya. So they called it Shosh. Kimatu, when they got to a different place, Almin. They named the place Almin. Why? Amru Ki Almin. It's like Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called Bet Olamin. They have the Bet HaMikdash over there. So they nicknamed the place in Galut Almin. Kimatu, they got to another place that they called it Shosh Tereh. Amre Al Had Terin. So this place is twice as good as Eretz Yisrael. So therefore they spoke to Rakat talk about Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now the Gemara talks about over here the miracle that happened to Hizkiyahu when the soldiers of Sanhedrin died. So the Gemara tells us what happened to them. It says, V'tahat kevodo, under their kavod, yekad yekod kikod ish. It was a fire that went under their kavod and consumed them. So Gemara says, Amar Yohanan, tahat kevodo, velo kevodo mamash. What is kevodo? Kevodo could mean the clothes of a person. Like the Gemara continues and says, Ki ad Rabbi Yohanan, kari le lemaneh mechbadutai. Rabbi Yohanan used to call his clothes the items that bring me kavod. So what the pasuk is saying over here, tahat kevodo, which means under their clothes, there was a fire, velo kevodo mamash, but not their bodies. That means the bodies of Sanhedrin's soldiers were not consumed. It was the fire that went underneath, but their bodies remained intact. Almost like the death of Nadav and Abihu, where the fire came and consumed them, but did not consume their bodies. Okay? Ta'at kevodo. Okay? Rabbi Elazar Amar, Ta'at kevodo mamash. So let's get the opinions here. Ta'at kevodo mamash. Kelomar, shepirush hamila kavod ubeged. Shabeged mechabed et ha'adam al lavsho. Ta'at kevodo nu ta'at begadav. Shaguf shu ta'at begadav nisraf. Oh. Mechila, according to the first opinion their bodies got, which is exactly ta'at kevodo. What was under their clothes got burnt, which means their bodies got burnt. Not like Nadav Aviv. Actually, it does Nadav Aviv. They burnt regular. Rabbi Elazar Amar, ta'at kevodo mamash. Which means, instead of their body, tahat kevodo, instead of their body, something else got burned. What got burned instead of their body? The neshamot. That's like Nadav Avihu. Kisrefat b'nei Aharon. Ma'al alan serefat neshama vegufu veguf kayam. Afkan serefat neshama veguf kayam. So it's a machloket. How did soldiers of Sanhedrin died? Was it a total, the bodies got burnt? Or the neshama? Tanam shemed Rabbi Yoshua b'korcha. Okay, we continue. Paro shechirev ba'atzmo nefra kadosh baruch hu memenu ba'atzmo. Paro blasphemed God on his own, and as a result, God punished Paro directly. Rashi says on the last Rashi of the page here, the second column, ba'atzmo, hu atzmo, he himself blasphemed God. V'lo ayde shaliach, lo haya bizui kol kach. ולכן הקדוש ברוך הוא כמו כן נפרע ממנו בעצמו ולא נתבייש כל כך. דינו דומה מתבייש מן הגדול, מתבייש מן הקטן. This is reverse thinking here. Paro was blaspheming God, so that's less than what Sanhedrin did. Sanhedrin sent one of his shliachim to blaspheme God, which is a bigger busha. Bishlam, if somebody great blasphemes, okay, big melech, so it's less of a busha than the one that's getting blasphemed. So therefore, God, Bechmodo Batzmo, went and punished Paro, which is keen like a little reward. I'll do it myself. But Sheikhan said, Hanif sent Rav Shaket to go curse the Jew, God out. So you sent a Shaliach to go curse God. It's worse to be cursed by a low person. So when God came to punish Sanhedrin, he sent a Shaliach as well, which is also lower. Where do you see this? It says Sanhedrin, Shechiref al yedei Shaliach, Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mimenu al yedei Shaliach. Now she says, top line, Da'inu bizu yoter. By cursing Ayyidah Shaliyah, it's a bigger bizayon. The lower Shaliyah is cursing God now, even the Shaliyah is cursing God. HaFakadosh Baruch Hu nifra Ayyidah Shaliyah v'nitbayesh yoter. Nifra Baruch Hu v'minu Ayyidah Shaliyah. Paro dichtiv, what did it say? By Paro dichtiv, mi Hashem asher eshma' b'kolo. What does Paro say? Who's God? Nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'minu b'asod dichtiv, v'na'er Hashem et Mislayim b'toch hayam. God turned over Egypt in the waters. Uchtiv, Darachta Bayam Susecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu punished Mitzrayim directly. Darachta. Sanhayriv, Dichtiv, Biyad Malachecha Chirafta Adonai. He sent his messenger to curse God. Nifra Kadosh Baruch Hu, Menuah, Yedesh Shaliyah. Dichtiv, Bayesem Malach Hashem, Bayach Vemachane Ashun Me'ah Ushmonim Vachamisha Alef. And he hit 185,000 soldiers. But it says, Ayyedeh Malach. Rabbi Hanina bar Papa Rameh. Rabbi Hanina bar Papa brought a contradiction in Pesukim. Ketiv! It says in one Pesuk in the prophecy of Yeshaya. Saint Hanif says, Merom Kitso. Which means, I am going to attack Merom, the highest place, which is the Bet HaMikdash. Uchtiv, and there's another place that says, Melon Kitso. The place where he rests. Amaro Torah Shah, you know what Sanhedrin said? Betchila Acharif Dira Shel Mata. First, I'm going after the Merom, the high place on earth. Ve'agach Acharif Dira Shel Ma'ala. Then I'm going after God's personal dwelling place, the Melon. That's God's. I'm going after Hashem. I'm going to fight God. I'm going up to the Shamayim, but then I'm going to fight God. Dira Shel Ma'ala. Amar B'Yoshua Ben Levi, my dichtiv. This is talking about over here the words of Sanhedrin. He sent Rav Shakeh. Rav Shakeh was a Jewish renegade. He sent him to Hizkiyah. He says, "Ata hamibalade Hashem aliti al makom hazeh l'shchito. Hashem amar elai ale el haris hazot l'shchita." He's telling him, "What do you think I'm doing this on my own?" Said, "How are you saying through Rav Shakeh? God sent me." Don't resist me. God sent me to go destroy the land. Mayhi, where did God tell Sanhedrin to go destroy Eretz Yisrael? The Shama the Navi the Ka'amar, because he overheard Yeshaya saying, Ya'an ki ma'asa amaze et mea shiloa ha'olchim le'ad umsos et retzin uben remaliahu. Because of their rebellious way, it says it's going to be a punishment. Amar of Yosef, Malay Targuma Dai Keralu Avayadana Maika Amar. And by the way, this Pasuk is very hard to understand. He said, if it wasn't for the Targum of this Pasuk, we have no idea what the Pasuk is saying. What's the Targum saying? Halaf de Katz Amad Malchutab de Ben David. Because the nation has scorned or spurned the Malchut Ben David, the Mdaber Leon Bin Yanach Kemesh Luhad de Nagdin Bin Naicha. Bet David ruled Klai Sir Benachat in a proper way, just like the Mesh Shiloach, the waters of Shiloach that flow Benachat. Ve'etri'i'u b'tzin u'bar remalya. And instead, they went after God's going to give the power to the king of Aram and Ben Remalya. Who was Ben Remalya? Melech Yisrael. Shaya Ben Benito Shil Netzin. And they came against Yehuda. So Remaliah was the Jewish king. Retzin was the king of Ashur. Bikayah ben Remaliah. Shaya ben Benito Shil Retzin. Ubao Yahad le Melchama al Yehuda. Okay, because of the because they rebelled against Malchut Ben David. So he heard that prophecy. So he came along and told Hezekiah, listen, already I'm being sent by God to do this work over here. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, my dichtiv is pasuk mishle me'erat Hashem bebet rasha. The curse of Hashem is in the house of the rasha. Und vet tzaddikim yevarech, but the homes of the tzaddikim will be blessed. Me'erat Hashem bebet rasha ze pekach ben Remaliahu shaya ochel 40 se'a gozalot mekinuah se'uda. Wow. 40 se'ah of birds for dessert. That was his dessert. And he was never satiated. God cursed him. So there's a curse in the house of the Rasha. Because he was a bad king. But the house of the Tzaddikim is blessed. Zeh Hezekiah Melech Yehuda she'ah ochel litra yarak b'se'uda. He ate a small amount of vegetables in the Sa'udah that was sent, and there was Beracha over there, and he was satiated. Okay. Tale of two kings. Velachen, the Gemara continues. Hine Adonai ma'ale alehem et me'a nahar atzumim v'arabim et melech Ashur. God is going to send the wave of Ashur, the king of Assyria. Uchtiv v'halav bihuda shataf v'avar ad savar yagia. The waters are going to get up to the neck of the Jewish people. So the Gemara says, elamai ta'amai anish. What do you want from Sennacherib then? He was working from a prophecy. The prophet already said that Ashur is going to come in and they're going to get us. So Sennacherib is just fulfilling a prophecy. Why did he get punished? Gemara says, Navi, Aaseret HaShevatim Et Nebe. The Navi was referring to the fact that he exiled the 10 tribes. Iyu Yaiv Da'ati Al Kula Yerushalayim. He took it for the whole package, for all of Jerusalem. Ba Navi Ve'amar Le, so the prophet came to Sanhariv and said, Ki lo mu'af la'asher mutsakla. Amar Rabbi Al-Azab Ben Berachia, En nimsar am ayef bat Torah, the Jewish people were called mu'af. They were tired. They were lethargic. Why? Because they weren't studying Torah like they're supposed to. So it says, "En nimsar am ayef bat Torah," or the opposite. Because really, we learned just a second ago that Hezekiah taught Torah to class. So they were tired from the learning. They were yageya bat Torah. The nation that's fatigued from all the studying of Torah, which was the nation of Hezekiah in Yerushalayim, they're not going to be attacked from the Metzik, from the enemy. So the 10 tribes, yeah, but the client that was studying Torah with fatigue is not going to be. My ka'et harishon heqal arsa zivulun ve'arsa naftali ve'aharon ichbi derech hayam eved ha'yerden gilil goyim. Okay, this is part of the prophecy of Rabbi Yeshaya. It says, "Lo karishonim shehekelu me'alehem ol Torah," which is not like the earlier ones that were weakened their study of Torah. Which means the people of Yehuda, which is Yerushalayim, are not going to be like the tribes of Yehuda. The tribes of Yehuda, the Rishonim, they took away the burden of Torah from them, and what happened as a result? They got sent into exile. Mashaken Acharonim, that was the people of Yehuda. Their faith is not going to be like the faith of the earlier ones. The earlier ones, they threw off Torah, they got exiled. But the people of Yehuda, they're going to be okay. Aval Acharonim, that's Hezekiah, Shechbidu Alehem Ol Torah. They had heavy Torah on them. Uruim, and therefore the Ra'uy. Halalu la'asot lahem nes. They are worthy for miracle to happen. Ke'ovre hayam uchdurche hayarden. Like those that cross the Yam Suf and Mitzrayim, and like those that cross the Jordan River in the times of Yehoshua. Im chozer bo mutav. Which means, the Prophet told Sanhedrin, if you back out, and go back and don't attack Jerusalem. Good.
You're
going to become a herpa. You're going to become an humiliation amongst the goyim. Comes the Gemara and says, after all what Hizkiyah did, the pasuk says, "Achare adevarim va'emet ha'ele ba'sanhirim melech Ashur." ויבוא ביהודה, he came after יהודה, he didn't listen to the prophet. ויהי חנאה לערים ובסורות, ויאמר לבקעם אליו. Which means, after all the good things חזקיה did, they were learning Torah, so it says, היי רשנה להי פרדשנה, do you bring a gift, which is an inferior gift, לאדון טוב כזה? Is that the reward for all the Torah that Hizkiyah learned? You bring me Sanhedrin and all his army?
It's
supposed to be saved. What are you bringing? You're bringing a reward to him. He did good, Hizkiyah. Is that the reward you give to the Adon, to the master? So it says, Acharei devarim va'emet. Achar mai, Amar Ravina la'achar shekapar tzakadosh baruch hu v'nishba'a. God made a swear that he's going to bring Sanhedrin. He fulfilled the Shavuah. That means Haddebarim Ba'emet, because the seal of God is Emet. And when he makes a swear, he keeps a swear. Ve'amar, Yamina Lele Hizkiyah. If I'm going to tell Hizkiyah, Maitina Lele Sanhedrin Umasana Le Bidach, Hashta Amar, Lo Be'ina, Ve'lo Be'itute Be'ina. Miyad Kefatz Kadosh Baruch Ve'nishba, De Maitina Le. שנאמן נשבע שם סבאות תמור אם לא כאשר דמיתי כן היית וכאשר יעצתי תקום לשבור אשור בארצי ועל הרי אבוסנו ושר מעלינו עוד לא וסובונו מעל שכמו יסור. אוקיי, what happened over here? He says, if I'm going to tell Hizkiyah סתם, without a שבועה מיתינה לה לסנחריב ומסנה לה בידך, I'm bringing סנחריב to Israel, but don't worry, He's going to fall into your hands. Hashta Amar, he's going to come along and say, do me a favor, don't scare us and don't save us. That's what Hizkiyah is going to tell Borei Olam. Lo hu ba'ina, v'lo b'etuta ba'ina. I don't want him and I don't want to be, don't scare us in order to save us. So he says, if I don't swear, Hizkiyah is going to pray for the Gezerah to go away. So he says, God got up in Nishba. He swore, it's happened. Once he swears, God doesn't go back on a swear. So therefore, Hizkiyah cannot pray for the Gezerah to stop. It has to happen. Amar Yohanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavos Sanhedrin v'si'ato v'ya'aseh evus v'Hizkiyah v'si'ato. Let them come and it'll become an evus. What's going to happen? Meaning all the soldiers of Sanhedrin are going to die. And what's going to happen? They're going to eat their animals. They're going to use their horses. It's going to become a trough. Yeah, a trough is, that's what animals eat. But what's the trough over here?
Animals and the Jews will eat horses.
I'll be food for Hizkiyah's animals. The Jews' animals. We'll beat them and they will become a trough for us. Their bones, their bodies, and all that stuff over there. Okay, that's a good thing. Okay, one more. Continuing the story of Hizkiyah and Sanhedrin. V'haya b'yom ahu yasur subbolo me'al shechmecha ve'olo me'al savarecha ve'chubbal ol b'nei shamen. Simply, it means the yoke of Sanhedrin is going to be thrown off of you. It's all from your neck. The chubal all, and the all is going to be broken with bene shaman, because of the shaman is oil. Amar bi Yitzhak nafha chubal all shel Sanhedrin bepne shamno shel Hizkiyah. This famous derash, chubal all, the yoke of Sanhedrin was broken. Chubal ol, why? Mepenei shamen. Mepenei shamno shel Hizkiyahu. Because of the oil of Hizkiyahu. Sheyadonek mebatei kenesiyot mebatei medrashot. Hizkiyahu would make sure there was oil in all the yeshivas at night, so they'd be able to study Torah. So therefore, Chubal Ol, why did the Ol of Sanhedrin break? Because of the illumination of the Bet Midrash. Na'asa. What did Hizkiyah do? Na'at Chayrev al Petach Bet Midrash. He took a sword and he thrusted it at the gates of the yeshiva. That's it. No tolerance. Anybody doesn't come study Torah, the sword is his punishment. But kum midan ve'ad be'er sheva. So they went and they did a study. They checked from Dan to Be'er Sheva. From one end of Israel, from the north, that's Dan, to the south. Be'er Sheva. Ve'lo matzu ama'aris. You couldn't find one ama'aris. Megibat v'ad Antiparis, also border cities. Ve'lo matzu tinok v'tinoket ish v'isha she'lo ayu b'ki'in b'ilchot tum'a v'tahara. You couldn't find a girl or a boy that wasn't fluent in the laws of tum'a v'tahara, which are the hardest laws, obviously. V'al oto adonu omer, and that generation of Hizkiyah says, v'haya b'yom ahu yehaye ish aglat bakar u'shte son. The Jewish people at that time are not going to run after the luxuries or the extras of life. They're going to live on only the necessities. Eglat bakar, to thresh the or to plow the ground. Ushte son, two sheep, just to benefit from the milk and the shearings. That's the study Torah. That's it. Eglat bakar ushte son, the minimum of life. Each guy's going to have one calf and two sheep. Ve'omer. Which means very expensive. Elef gefen, elef kasef. The vines are going to be very expensive. However, the shamir velashayit yiye, which means they're going to. The Shemir Hashem means
neglected.
They're going to be neglected, which means even though there's going to be great profit to be made, they can be able to sell their fields or their vineyards for a tremendous amount of money, they're going to leave it fallow. That means the money is not going to influence them. The only thing that they're going to be concerned about is the study of Torah, and they're not going to go after the profit that they're able to make. Let's read this Rashi over here. Look at the Rashi in the second column. The third line. Afapi she'elef gefen be'elef kesef she'em yekarim she'en lem rov keramim. There's going to be a lack of vineyards. So therefore the price of the grapes are going to be very expensive. Afapi afilu ha'akil ha'shamir ve'lashayet. It's going to be left desolate. She'manichin otam le'ibud u'mibayirin otam. It is going to become fallow. Ve'ayu oskim b'torah. The main thing is that they want to study Torah. Let's go one step further. The prophecy of Yeshaya. The usaf shelalchem osef hehasil. Amalem navil Israel isfu shelalchem. After the soldiers of Sanhedrin died, the prophet said, "Go to the shalal, the spoils of Sanhedrin, and take them." Amrulo libzoz o lahalok, which means are we going to face for ourselves? Whatever you get, or do we split it equally? That's what they want to know. Which means is each guy get what he gets, first come, first serve, you take whatever you get, or we take it, then we split it up equally amongst everybody. Amalahem ke osef hasil, just like the grasshoppers. Take
one for himself.
Ma osif fahasir kol ahad v'had la'atzmo. Why, v'chi the grasshopper split it up after?
No.
No, they take whatever they take. Af shel alchem kol ahad v'had la'atzmo. Amru lo. So the people told Yeshaya, v'ahadlo mamon aseret ha-shevatim me'orav bo. Which means there's Jewish money in there. Because Ashur already conquered the 10 tribes. And therefore, Mamon Yisrael, how can we take this money as Gezel? We're taking Jewish money. Amar lahem, kemashak gevim shokek bo. Ma gevim halalu. What's a gev? Is a mikveh. Ma'alin et ha'adam mitum'al et tahara. Just like when you go into the mikveh, gevim, It takes a person from Tum'ah to Tahara. Af Mamonan Chi Israel, Kivan Chi Nafal Biyad of Deko Chavim, Miyad Tiher. Which means after the Goyim took it already, it's not Gizl anymore. They got it in war, there was a Chebo. And therefore, there's no, they're not considered the owners anymore. Pak'a Ba'alutam, and therefore, Mutarim. So therefore, it's not a problem. Okay, let's just finish with this and read the Rashi. Rashi says, Kemashak Gibim Shokik Bo. I'll just read the one before that. Lishlal. Kol Ehad Ve'ehad La'atzmo. Does everybody take whatever he collects? Ol Lahalok Biyahad. Oto Mamon Shneshar Mechelsen Hariv. Okay, next one, Rashi. Kemashak Gibim Shokik Bo. Hashka'a Shet Sinanot Shemizalfim Behem Mayim Nuv'im Mashku Be'otem Mamon. V'tiharato. Just like the pipes of water, ma'alin et ha'adam b'tumah l'tahara mikveh, af mamonam, so too the money that went to the heads of the goyim becomes tahor. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.